Something about 9/11 is most of us probably remember where we were that day. I can remember vividly as all the events were unfolding. And to me, 9/11 is a day that will never be forgotten, but a day that many would like to forget. Many lost their loved ones that day, and today we're going to remember them tragic events for a few moments here that just happened 15 years ago. Close to 3,000 people were killed and 6,000 more were wounded. That day, planes hit the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and then also another flight went down in Pennsylvania that was probably intended to hit Washington, D.C. I don't want to perpetuate the idea that initiated these events today, but I do want to acknowledge the response to hate that day, the response that many Americans had to hate, and that response was sacrificial love. And today we're going to look at the heroes. If we could pull up the scripture now, what the Lord laid on my heart is John chapter 15, verse 13. And it says, "Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." Let's pray. Father God, we honor you today. We thank you, Lord, for the power of your Spirit to be working in each of our lives. We thank you so much, Lord, for the great gift of life that you've given us. And Lord, we thank you that we want to live that life to bring glory to you. Lord, I pray right now for words that both pierce and penetrate to leave my lips and the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation. And we bind Satan from trying to steal the word out of our hearts in any way, shape, or form, Lord. And we just want to give you the glory today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What I remember about that day is the fact that true love responds. True love responds. You know, sometimes in our life, love is just a word until we're called to act upon it. And that day, many Americans were called upon to respond to what we probably would consider one of the most hateful and vicious crimes that's been committed against our country. You know, the fact of what happened, you know, in World War II was a time when war was brought to our land, but, you know, this was a total separate, you know, instance and how it was carried out. And the kind of love, what I admired about it was the idea of agape love, which, as we all know, is sacrificial love. It's the kind of love that I believe is part of the moral fabric of our society that really holds us together. There's a lot of people that are willing to lay their life down on behalf of others. And we need to honor those heroes that do that for us. And there's many of them. And they come in all shapes and forms and from different areas of society. Not all of them are dressed in a uniform. Some of them are just dressed in plain clothes. Now, I don't know about you, but it's so easy in our culture just to see the negative things that go on, the bad, because that's what a lot of the news agencies put out there, because they want us to be able to tune in. And it seems like that drives the news cycle all the time. All the bad things that go on. And it's around us. And it's because, you know, that's the way that maybe society wants us to see. And, you know, for some, it can turn a little bit hopeless. And then with that hopelessness comes a feeling of helplessness, because we don't know where to turn or who to turn to, and so we feel frustrated. But Jesus here in this passage talks to us about the concept that is probably foreign to many, you know, on the earth today to some degree, but not to all, and that's the idea of this greater love. And here he says we're to lay our lives down for our friends. We are to give our life, and it's the symbol of the shepherd who is willing to give his life for his sheep. And we know that's what Jesus Christ did for us, that he willingly laid his life down. But also I want us to see today that there are many others who lay their lives down for us every day, for people that they love, for people that that have touched their lives, or just the fact that that's their job, to lay their life down, to put themselves in a position to help others that might put themselves in a place of risk. And that's what life sometimes is all about, and it happens. To me, 9/11 revealed two things. It revealed the worst part of human nature, but it also revealed the best part of human nature. We witnessed the hatred, but then we also witnessed the love in Americans' response to those who were in need. So what is a hero? You know, when we grow up thinking about a hero, you know, I think of Superman. Now, some of you are Batman people, I know, right? You know, the youth kind of go back and forth about that, Batman, Superman. But, you know, we think that they're dressed in a uniform or a cape, or we know that our military is also, or our policemen or our firefighters. But to me, a hero is somebody that will stand up when everybody else is sitting. They could just be basic, ordinary people that all of a sudden, when something is thrust upon them, they are willing to answer the call. And that is part of what, you know, I believe that God put inside of us. The idea of how we see the preciousness of human life and what it is we're willing to do for it. You know, I don't believe a hero is born that way, but I believe that they're made by showing courage in the face of fear. I really believe that many of those firemen and policemen that were running towards those burning buildings probably had a little bit of fear inside of them. You know, it's been said that they knew that as they ran towards the building, they knew they probably wouldn't come out because the way the buildings were built and everything that had to take place there, it was a one-way trip, but still they ran. And I want to share a couple stories about some heroes that made their mark that day on lives about around them. The first one is just a few minutes after United Airlines Flight 175 struck the South Tower of the World Trade Center, a 24-year-old Wells Crowther called his mother and calmly left a voicemail saying, "Mom, this is Wells. I want you to know that I'm okay." Crowther was an equities trader at Sandler O'Neill & Partners on the 104th floor. But after that call, the man who was a volunteer firefighter in his teens made his way down to the 78th floor sky lobby and became a hero to strangers known only as the man in the red bandana. Amid the smoke, chaos, and debris, Crowther helped injured and disoriented office workers to safety, risking his own life in the process. Though they couldn't see much through the haze, those he saved recalled a tall figure wearing a red bandana to shield his lungs and his mouth. He had come down to the 78th floor sky lobby, an alcove in the building with express elevators meant to speed up the trips to the ground floor. In what's been described as a strong, authoritative voice, Crowther directed survivors to the stairway and encouraged them to help others while he carried an injured woman on his back. After bringing her 15 floors down to safety, he made his way back up to help others. He said this, "Everyone who can stand, stand now." And then he said, "If you can help others, do so." One lady mentioned that he's definitely my guardian angel. No ifs, ands, or buts. Because without him, we would be sitting there waiting until the building came down, survivor Lynn Young told CNN. Crowther credited with saving at least a dozen people that day. Crowther's body was later recovered alongside firefighters in a stairwell, heading back up the tower with the jaws of life, a rescue tool, according to the MIC network. So there's one hero. Wasn't on duty, was working that day as a financial advisor, and he stepped up when was needed. Another one I want to read today is Special Agent Leonard Hatton. He was on his way to work that morning when he saw smoke and fire coming from the North Tower of the World Trade Center. He responded immediately. Even though he wasn't even tasked with the responding to the emergency, from the roof of the Marriott Motel, he reported the second plane crashing into the South Tower. He then entered one of the towers, helping to evacuate victims until the towers fell. He radioed the FBI and relayed what he was seeing, one of the supervisors recalled, then tried to pitch in and help out the best that he could. For Mr. Hatton, 45, that meant going into the burning buildings and getting people out. He didn't have to do that. But that was my husband, said Mrs. Hatton. He joined right in with the fire department to help people, and he gave his life for it. Now, Special Agent Hatton was a veteran of the Marine Corps, a volunteer firefighter, and had a wife and four children. He really must have been an extraordinary man, fighting fires as a volunteer firefighter, fighting for freedom as a Marine, fighting crime as an FBI agent, and finally, fighting to save lives when it wasn't even his responsibility. When everybody else was running out, he was running in. And really, that's the pictures that I remember about 9/11, is the bravery and the heroism of people choosing to go not with the flow, but against the flow, and to go in and to try to make a difference in others' lives. Another story was about the heroes of Flight 93. They were 40 people that was on an airplane, and they voted to take back the plane from the terrorists. Now, they'd been getting information from family members through phone calls telling them what was going on and how the terrorists had been using airplanes to fly into buildings to bring mass destruction. And when they had these reports, being Americans, they did the most democratic thing they could think of. They voted on what they were going to do with their lives. And they voted to try to take back the plane. And in doing so, even though they didn't take back the plane and save their own lives, we know that they probably saved thousands of lives, because many believe that airplane was probably heading towards D.C. to either hit the White House or the Capitol building. So that act of bravery in giving their life, they saved many. And there's countless other stories. You can research it for yourself and read about all the heroism that was brought along that day, and even the days following. A lot of great stories. You know, I remember reading one. You wouldn't think about it, but the dogs that they used to be able to find the bodies, that even it said that the dogs were getting so depressed and discouraged because they never found anybody alive, that they would have firemen go in and hide in the debris so that the dogs could be cheered up a little bit in finding somebody alive. You wouldn't think about those things, you know, but how they were just that. And I just witnessed, and many of you maybe did, and I'll be honest, I wept. They showed the last surviving service dog of 9/11. If within the last year, he was 16 years old, and they were putting him down, and all the firemen and maybe some policemen were standing on the sidewalk saluting that dog as he walked into the vet clinic. And very touching. Just seeing all the things that really, you know, there's so much power and good in our country in what, you know, God has given us, and just to see that bravery and that heroism come out. Lastly, the idea of an ultimate sacrifice is what happened that day, is when, you know, we know that people that are willing to place other people's safety above their own. We have a lot of heroes in our community, people that respond to situations that most of us would not want to respond to, and they're volunteers, and they do that. Many that lost their life today, that day, and there's many still losing their lives today due to toxic fumes and toxic debris that came down in the towers and the different places where some of them labored for months. I read stories of two different Marines that were in different parts of the community, and they both responded and stayed for days trying to help out the best they could. And, you know, all the different firefighters that are losing their life, there's, you know, 100 or several hundred that have lost their life since due to that toxic debris. And what I want us to see today, that when these heroes made that ultimate choice, is that when we as a society and as a people choose to help others, we're really helping ourselves. Because it brings out the best part of us that God has put inside of us. And that's the part that we're like God, because when we're willing to sacrifice and really help others is when we're most like Christ. That's when we're most like our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, who himself chose to be a hero and went to the cross and paid the price for our sins. Even though he was innocent, he chose to lay his life down, as many of the heroes at 9/11 did too. So I want today to remind us, as many of you already have, is the idea that we need to honor those. Honor those that have given their life to help this world to be a better place. You know, as you and I live in such a negative world, because that negativity makes all the headlines, today I want us to remember, you know, that the good that is in all of us, and it's that good that comes out when needed. Let's pray.